Okay. Tonight, we're going to be discussing a very interesting shaila. Exactly where today in America, maybe we should even make it more specific today in New York, where exactly should we be putting our menorah? Where exactly would Chazal, if they were around today, where would they tell us our menorah should be situated? Again, the purpose of tonight's show is not halacha l'maisa, not telling anyone what they should or shouldn't do, where they should put the menorah. I just want to go through a little bit of a discussion to try to understand those who put their menorah outside, those that put the menorah inside, what's the reasons for each one doing what they do. I also just want to mention that I was looking around in Achrenim, and I found, with regard to last week's show, we mentioned last week the Shiloh can use electric menorahs, and I found in the Shachan Shuvas, or Yitzchak from Rabbi Abadi. And Rabbi Abadi then writes in Chelik Beis, he believes that if a person has no Shemit or no Ar, he believes you can light with electric menorah, and you can even make a bracha. That opinion we mentioned last week has not really been too accepted, but I did find it b'shem Rabbi Abadi. Would I use it halach l'maisa? Probably not. That's just between me and you. I probably wouldn't make a bracha on an electric menorah, but again, Rabbi Abadi is definitely a chash of a person who one maybe can rely on. But in any case, he does write mefurish that you can even make a bracha. Okay. So the guard with tonight's shaila, where exactly should our menorah be situated? It seems to be very clear from Chazal. We look at number one, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us chafalaf amid beis, ner chanukah mitzvah la nichay al pesach beis. The Gemara says that ner chanukah, it's a mitzvah. Very important word, mitzvah, to place it al pesach beisem yibachutz. The mitzvah is to put it on the outside of the doorway, on the outside of your house. The Gemara says in another place in Shabbos, the Gemara says that it's supposed to be opposite the mezuzah. This way, when you're walking through your house, you're mesuvah of the mitzvahs, you're surrounded by mitzvahs, you have the menorah on one side, and you have the ner chanukah on the other side. It's beautiful, you're correct, surrounded by mitzvahs. So clearly the Gemara says, the preferred version of ner chanukah should be put your menorah outside. Says the Gemara, Mayudar ba'aliyah, what happens if you live, before that, Rashi says, why put your menorah outside? So Rashi says, because that's where you'll have the most person menisa. People will walk on the streets, they walk down the streets, they will see your menorah, that's outside. Says the Gemara, Mayudar Ba'ali, if you live on a second floor, where you don't exactly have an option to put it in a doorway, says the Gemara, Menicha Bachaloi, Asmuch L'Rishas HaRabim, put it by a window that faces the Rishas HaRabim, that people see it via the window. Clearly you see from the Gemara that that's an option B. If this was an option A, putting it by the window, so why did the Gemara say put the menorah outside? The Gemara should have said, put your menorah by the window. Clearly from the Gemara we see that even though you'll put it by the window and people will see it, it's not as good as putting it directly outside. That's mefurish from the Gemara. Then the Gemara tells us the last halacha, ubishas hasakana, which we need to obviously define what is shas sakana, meinichei al shulchanei, put it on your dining room table, vidaya, and that is good enough. What exactly is meant by these words, vidaya? Okay, that's a little bit of a musa shmuz. All the Bali Musa talk about, and those who give drushes on Yom Chanukah, they all talk about this Gemara. What's the lashon of vidaya? And it's good enough. Just say, meinichei al shulchanei, what's the vidaya? Okay, so there's a lot to talk about al pi drush. What's negated to our share is that you clearly see from the Gemara that that's your last option. Your last option is to put them in an era where it's not going to be seen by anyone. It's going to be seen just by the people in your family, because you don't want it to be seen by the people on the outside, because it is some form of a sakana. So we see from the Gemara there are three levels, as we'll call it, to the way the Ner Chanukah should be done. Either outside is the best, second class would be by the window, and last would be anywhere in your house that your family will be able to see it.
If you live on the second floor, is the window really less than you don't have an option?
Right. It sounds like from the Gemara that you just didn't have an option to put it by. We will talk about later tonight. If not, it's worth mentioning. There is a big discussion amongst contemporary places. And let's say just the way your house is situated, if you put the menorah outside, less people would see it as if you put it by the window. It means if you put it by the window, more people would see it, or should you put it outside? A big machlokes is contemporary achrenim, Chaim Kanievsky and Abul Yashiv, they all fought about this shaila. Because again, if the assumption of the Gemara is, Pesumei Nisa is clear, is by the window, what happens if I can come up with a scenario where it's not? Because let's say your front window is situated in a way that more people see it versus by your doorway. Okay, that's a shaila of the contemporary poskim. Now, what exactly is a sakana? Again, it's clear from the Gemara that once it's a sakana, you no longer have to abide by the standard rules. So what's a sakana? So this seems to be the key to our sugya, is trying to figure out what constitutes sakana, which then we follow different rules. When it's a sakana, we don't have to light by the window, we don't light outside, we light on the dining room table, light where you put your Neir Shabbos, and that's it. What's a sakana? So Rashi Shita over here is sakana. Shayilahem leparsiim chayik biyamidim. It was the Persians that they used to have a rule on their holidays. Shayaviyu in their el bebeis avoy dezor shalhem. You weren't allowed any fires. They did not stop you from doing mitzvahs. They did not kill you and they did not beat you up. What they did do is they didn't light fires. So they'd come into your house and they'd extinguish your fire. That was it. That's all they did to you. I'm not saying that's a small thing, but that's what they did to you. They wouldn't beat you up, and they wouldn't hurt you, and they wouldn't lock you in jail. They'd come inside, and they'd blow your menorah out, so you'd have to light again. That's how Rashi and other Rishonim learned that the whole issue over here was the oppression of the Persians. Taisus in Shabbos, Daf Memhei, learns it slightly different. Much more extreme. Taisus says, Omari, the Shasa Sakana, the Lael, Lav Sakana's Chaverim Kamai. It doesn't mean the Sakana of what Rashi refers to another Rishonim, what the Persians would come in and blow out of fire. Elo Sakana Shmad. This was a much more extreme of Gzeira. Shegazru Shloi Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. The Sakana over here wasn't just that they'd come in and blow out our Ner Chanukah and then we'd have to start from again. This was a Shmad that they didn't let us do any mitzvahs. We weren't allowed to keep mitzvahs. If they found that we were keeping mitzvahs, they would get us into big trouble. That's Taisvis' opinion. Now, obviously, according to Taisvis, the Shasa Sakana is very, very extreme. Which, I think Baruch Hashem, we can all agree, today we're not living in Shasa Sakana of Taisvis. Today, as bad as it is out there today, and parts of the world it's even worse, but we're not at a point where they don't let us do mitzvahs. So Taisvis' opinion is very extreme to define Sakana. That's how Taisvis learned Sakana.
Is Taisvis referring to the Zman of the Yavanim?
No, he's not saying that that's what, it's the same time, because we're going out after the story is over. When Chazal sat down, post the story, and they said, okay, we're going to set up rules, and the rules are going to be like this. If the situation is good, you should light outside. But I know there's going to come a time, and they're very smart, they knew there was going to come a time where Jews are going to be oppressed, so they said, according to Taisvis, if it's such an oppression that you can't do mitzvahs, so then you can't do it, you can't do it. So where do you put the menorah? You put the menorah inside. Now the obvious kasha on Taisvis is pshat is if it's so extreme that we can't do mitzvahs, so then we're just putter. We're not mechoyv to be yarg val yavah for a mitzvah derabbanan. If it's so extreme, if they catch, the government were to catch you, lighting a ner Chanukah, they would kill you, so what do you mean put it on my dining room table? Putter! There's no mitzvah. What's going on over here? Taisvis seems to hold that even though it's such a extreme gzeira, you'd still have to keep the mitzvah. So the Ritva argues. The Ritva says over here, that, and this is a very, very important ritva. Keep in mind when the ritva lived and where the ritva lived. Okay, the ritva lived basically in the 1200s, and the ritva lived in the Spanish part of the world. He lived in Spain. Listen to what the ritva writes. Pirish, number 4. Loi soiv dover sakonis nefashis. When the Gemara says sakana, it doesn't mean death. Number 4 in the Maram Akramis on the other side. Dipshita, da'al mitzvah sasei lo yarek. You don't have to die for a mitzvah sasei. So says the what does sakana mean? So he's tupshatim. Tsar. It's painful. What's painful about lighting menorah outside? It's cold. It's rainy. It's windy. It's uncomfortable to stand outside lighting menorah. That's called sakana. Oy Eva. Or Eva, the neighbors. It feels uncomfortable. The neighbors are watching. They're looking at me. They're ready to call up, you know, the tip hotline that they think something's going on. You just feel uncomfortable with your neighbor, Eva. Eva, the Gemara uses in a lot of places. When you just, it builds a bad relationship between you and the Yogarisha neighbor. Zakta Ritva, that's what we call Sakana. And if you feel that you're in that situation, then you can light the menorah inside. Kimay Bitsarfas, like it was in Spain. Again, Spain in the 1200s, we were thought as maybe a little bit more extreme sakana. But the Ritva says, no, all we had back then was either the tsar was uncomfortable, or the guy were looking at us, what are you doing? This is strange. Are you trying to make a revolt? Whatever they were thinking. Zog the Ritva, the Chaim Pirish.
This is France.
Who?
Sarfas.
Sarfas?
I think it's France.
Yeah, it might be. It could be Spain, it could be France. We'll actually talk about France a little later. Ironically enough, France had their problems then, just like they have today. We'll see in a few minutes. Zogdu Ritvo, Lechem Pirish Rashi Khan. That's why Rashi learned the Gemara differently. Dahainu of Neha Parsim, because of the Persians. Shalai Hayu Manichim Ladik Ner Bishum Beis Biyam Yadua. Okay. Skip to the second to last line of the Ritvo, and it tells us something so important. Ulefichach, Hayu Amma Mayri. Says Ritvo, that's why my Rebbe, the Rebbe, the Ritvo was the Ra'a. The Ra'a says, Shekishinoshav Ruach. When the wind is blowing, she'yef shela hadlik b'bechutz, and you can't light nearest outside, madlika b'fnim mebeisai, light your menorah inside. We see two very important things from this ra'ah. First of all, you see from the ra'ah that in the ra'ah's times, they were lighting menorah inside. Because he says, if it's windy, then you light inside, which means on a regular night where there's no wind, you were lighting your menorah outside. So at least in the ra'ah's world, in Spain, they were lighting the menorahs outside. However, it says the Rabbi, I have another kula for you. If the wind is blowing and it's annoying, and just go light your menorah inside. Now, what do you see from the Rabbi? That the Rabbi really believed that Shas Sakana was not as extreme as Rashi or Taisvis. He learned like the Ritva saying, Shas Sakana just means it's uncomfortable. If it's very windy, it's annoying, so that's good enough. Go inside. So we see from the Rabbi two chidushim. Number one, we see that the Rabbi was lighting his menorah inside. Even though we'll see in a second that almost everyone writes, in the times of Rishayim, no one lit menorah outside. That's clearly not true. The Ra'ah lit his menorah outside. And secondly, you see from the Ra'ah, even though he believed to light outside, he believed that if you have even a windy night, That's enough of a reason to go inside, and that's enough of a heter to light inside.
It's interesting how he defines the word sakana.
Right. This pshat is so hard because that no one calls that a sakana. You go through all the places in Shas where we talk about sakana. So you'll tell me maybe it's like Rashi or Taisa, but to say a sakana means tsar or eva is very hard to believe. And we'll see for this reason, Rabbi Ashawai says from this ritva, you have to say, how important is it to light inside? To light outside, I'm sorry. We will see in a second, there's a big machloikis achroinim. Let's say you live in a community, let's say Bizman HaMashiach. A Mashiach comes, and there's no sakana. There's no goyim, there's no oppression, we're on top of the world. And you're supposed to let menorah outside. And I decide, I'm lighting my menorah inside. Would I be not yotz to the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah? How far does this mitzvah to light Neres Chanukah outside go? Does that dictate, and therefore if you light inside, you're not yotz to the mitzvah? Or it's a mitzvah, it's like a heter mitzvah. It's better to light outside, but if I don't light outside, I'm still yotz. This seems to be a big chakira amongst the Gedolei Achronim. So Rabbi Ashawai says, one second. If the Ritva says that you can push aside this chiv because it's windy outside, how strong kind of a chiv can this really be? If you're telling me that me'ikra din, you must light outside, and if you don't light outside, you're not yetzer, but if it's windy, then you can light inside?
You can't light it outside. It's going
to
go out.
So we'll see. What happened to making a box? We're going to talk about making a box. We're going to see in earlier Achronim and even later Achronim. But you know, if it's such an integral thing, so you wait till the wind dies down or whatever, you place on the terem. Just so, the Ritva says, wind, that's it, go inside. So Rabbi Shawai, Menachas Asher says, you see from here, it can't be that integral to the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. If it would be that integral, why would it be pushed away just because of a little wind? That's what he wants to say. So far, we have three pshatim in the Rishonim, what sakana means. Rashi means the person will blow out a menorah. Taisus means they didn't let us do mitzvahs. The Ritva says it was uncomfortable, either because of wind or because of Eva. The last pshat, at least that we have on the page, is number 5 from the Darkei Moshe. The Ramah, and this is important to remember when we get through this year, the Darkei Moshe quotes from a Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham is even more lax than the Ritva. What says the Darkei Moshe quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham? V'yesh noigim lahadik b'fnim lepesach hasamach l'chatze. People used to light inside their house. Why? Because they're menorah, what would get stolen? That's it. Vandalism, which never is happening now in the Upper East Side, where the menorah got knocked down twice in a row. Sunday night they put up the menorah and goyim came and knocked it down. Monday night they put it up, it got knocked down again. They say they're putting it up again tonight. We'll see what ends up happening. So in the times of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, they had ganavim. People would come and steal the menorah. So the Ramah seems to hold like this Rabbeinu Yerucham, that's enough of a justification. If your menorah is going to get stolen or it's going to get vandalized, that's a reason to bring the menorah inside. Now again, that's generally not what we call sakana. I mean, that's a sakana. So you'll buy another menorah. No, we spend money to do mitzvahs. You're going to tell me because every single night I'll have to buy a new menorah. That's enough to uproot the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be. So I'll light my menorah at 2 o'clock in the morning when the guy comes and steals the goods. So tomorrow I'll buy another menorah. So you see from this Ramah that he holds of this Rabbeinu Yerucham that the fact that it's going to get stolen, that alone is enough of a reason to say, okay, we got to bring the menorahs back inside. And therefore the minhag became to light menorahs inside. Now, from all the pshatim we saw in the Rishonim, Baruch Hashem, the first one, Rashi's pshat does not fit today. Taisus pshat definitely doesn't fit today. The Ritva's pshat is possible today. Today you could have Eva, you could have a neighbor who's overlooking your fence and say, hey, what are you doing over there? I see fire, I see a box, I'm not sure what you're doing. Okay, could be. And very possible, very much so, the Darkei Moshe's pshat. The fact that today there is a theft, that's for sure a problem. You leave a bike outside, you know where it's not going to be tomorrow. So you leave a menorah outside, you know where it's not going to be tomorrow. So therefore, some of the reasons of the Rishonim still apply today. So someone could make the argument that today we're living in Shas Sakana. So if we're living in Shas Sakana today, then there is no longer a mitzvah to light the menorah outside, so you can light your menorah inside. Now, for that price, you don't even have to light it by the window. You can light it on your dining room table. But you'll tell me, what do you mean, dining room table? The guy's not jumping through the glass of my he's not jumping through the window to steal my menorah. So then I should put it by the window. He's not going to break into your house to steal your menorah. He'll steal it if it's outside on your front porch. So therefore, you should go like the Gemara says, and you light it on your by the window. That's why many people justify lighting the menorah inside, because they follow this opinion of the Darkei Moshe from Rabbeinu Yerucham. Now, there's an interesting kolbay. The kolbay writes, what does it mean, sakana? His words are, achshav she'onu begalus. Now that we live in galus. He doesn't say because now we're being oppressed, and now because they're beating us up. Stamazay. The fact that we're in galus is an automatic sakana, which again, in the times of the Rishonim, the Jews lived very carefully in all their countries. They didn't want to be too open with their religion because, as we know what ended up happening in history, they ultimately got kicked out or had to give up their religion. So when the mentality of the Yidden in a lot of these countries were, the fact that we're in galus, automatically we're very subdued, we're very quiet, we don't flaunt our religion. So the Kalba is saying the fact that the moment we went into galus, that was over. At that point, Klai Yisrael switched over to being Shasakana, and we all started lighting our menorahs inside. Now, the problem is, if you don't accept the Darkei Moshe's pshat, and you assume Sakana means like Rashi or the Ritva, Rashi or Taisus, and you'll say today we don't live in Sakana. So if we don't live in Sakana today and we light the menorah inside, are we not really Yotze the Mitzvah? If you're lighting the menorah inside when you're not supposed to, the Gemara was very clear. When do you light the menorah inside? Only when it's a Shas HaKana. So if it's not a Shas HaKana, and for all of those who have doorways to open, to light by, again, this is if someone who lives in, let's say, an apartment building, so you can't light by your doorway, so you light by your window, you're okay. But for those of us who own homes that you have a passageway to do it, and instead you light it inside, and you assume today is not a Shas HaKana, so what are you saying, Mechan? That Lechayra should be, you're not following Chazal HaKana, you shouldn't be Yitzid Mitzvah. So the Minchas Asher, Rabbi Asher Weiss, says, no, that's not true. Even if it's clear that today would not be a Shas HaKana, and I would still light my menorah inside, I would still be Yitzid Mitzvah. So even if you want to go the most extreme opinion and say is that today is not a Shas HaKana, and you're one of those advocates who believe today we should be lighting menorah outside, and you see someone who lights menorah inside, you say, oh, you weren't Yitzid, that's not true. You're still going to be Yitzid Mitzvah. You might not be Yitzid Mitzvah in the best way, but you're still Yitzid Mitzvah. So Menachas Asher writes over here, number 5, Elanir de Ainzel Lekuva Klau. This is not Ma'akiv at all. Even if you would put the menorah on your front, on your dining room table, at a time when there was no oppression from the Goyim. Shaloi b'shas ha-sakana. It's not at all a sakana. Yotze b'di'evet. The whole thing is only the chatchila. How do I know, says Rabbi Asher Weiss, from the words of the Gemara? Mitzvah lanicha. That word mitzvah tips us off that it's only the chatchila, it's not ma'akiv. However, he concludes his piece, he says, but the Rambam sheet is not like that. If you look at number 5b on the right side, he says, but the yesh l'daktik, midikosiv shetiknu l'hadik neiriz be'erev al pischei habotim. When the Rambam writes Neiriz Chanukah, he writes that chazal were misakin to light neiriz at night by the doors of your house. Ask Rabbi Asher Weiss, how could the Rambam write that? The Rambam should have to write that you have to light at night. That never changes. We always light Neiriz Chanukah at night. But the doors of our home depends what's going on at that time in the history. How could the Rambam have written that you have to light, the same way you have to light menorah at night, you have to light menorah by the door of your house? That's not true. That should depend on your status in history. Elamai says Rabbi Asher Weiss, you see from the Rambam, the fact that the Rambam writes that right next to the fact you have to light menorah at night, and that's never going to change. You're always going to have to light menorah at night. So he wants to be medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that lighting at your door is as important as lighting at night, and if you hold that now is not a Shas HaKana, and you'd light menorah outside, and you'd light menorah inside, you would not be Yotzei Yom Mitzvah. That's the diuk that he makes. Now, I don't really understand the diuk. The Rambam is just writing what the Gemara says. What do you want the Rambam to write? The Rambam is not arguing on the Gemara. The Rambam is saying, in the best case scenario, that's where Neir Chanukah is supposed to go. Now, yes, sometimes you can't light it there. But the Rambam was just telling you the preferred mode of Neir Chanukah would be lighting it by your Pesach.
He's bringing a diuk from the Rambam that he doesn't agree with.
Right. He's saying that all the other Rishayim, no, he says, I think all the Rishayim hold like me, but he says, this Rambam, I think, is not like that. But he says that the Rambam is a Das Yochid. And one of his rayas are from the Ritva we said. He said, what do you mean? How could the Ritva push away the whole mitzvah just because it's windy outside? No, you make it work. It must be, it's not ma'akiv. Now, not everyone agrees to this Menachas Asher. If you look in the Sefer Kuntres HaChanukah, he disagrees with this premise. He writes that he believes strongly, if you'd light menorah at a time, when there's no Shas HaKonah, if you'd light your menorah inside, you're not Yetzer. And he brings a raya. What's his raya? Is that the Gemara says, how late can you light Neiriz Chanukah? So the Gemara says, Ashatichla regal menashuk. Everyone knows that. Taisus over there writes that today we can light Neiriz Chanukah 11 and 12 o'clock at night because we're lighting for the people inside the house. So he asks in Kutras HaChanukah, he says, I don't understand. Why wasn't that true Bizman HaGemara? People had kids in their house also. People had people in the house also. So why does the Gemara say you can't light past Tichla regal menashuk? Who cares about Tichla regal menashuk? So I won't get Pesach Menisa from the outside. I'll get Pesach Menisa from the inside. Why does the Gemara say that if once it hits Tichla Regel Meshuk, you can't light menorah anymore? Why not? Let me light menorah for the people inside my house. Elamai, says the Kuntres HaChanukah, that once that time, you wouldn't be allowed to use the Pesach Menisa of the Bnei Beisai. Because if you could light outside, and you're supposed to be lighting outside for the people on the outside, you're not Yotze if you light inside. That's why the Gemara Shir is Dafka Tichla Regel Meshuk. That's the Dikimik.
If you can put the Chanukiah in a glass box,
when you get to
that. That's considered outside.
Yeah.
So if it's by the window, why can't you be Yotze both?
Good, we're going to talk about it. So I think the Oz Nidbaru, I think he really believes that's the answer. The answer is we're really getting both shitas. But again, but it's clear from the Gemara that they're not the same. Because if the Gemara felt that they were the same, why does the Gemara start off first, put your Neir Chanukah outside? If you can't put it outside, put it by the window. Start off straight, put your Neir Chanukah outside. So clearly there must be some adifas, some maila of putting your Neir outside. So again, this is going to be totally. So if you want to make the argument that today is not a Shas HaKana, so then you say to yourself, 1 second, if today is not a Shas HaKana, am I even Yoitze? Forget Hidr Mitzvah. Am I even Yoitze the basic mitzvah I light inside? So that should be totally in this machlokes between the Rebbe Asher Weiss and this Kuntres HaChanukah to if you hold today is not a Shas HaKana, are you even Yoitze if you light menorah inside? Okay, that's something you could debate among this.
First of all, it's sar.
Right.
That's not accepted. I mean, that holds today too.
Yeah, yeah. If you accept like the Torah, I'm saying part of the question is going to be which one of the Rishonim do you want to go with? Now, when we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see how the Shulchan Aruch went. But we're going to have to see before we even get to the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to have to see that it was already clear that in the times of the Rishonim, they were many of the Rishonim were already lighting the menorah inside. For example, one of the earliest Rishonim who discusses this issue is the Arzurah. Now, the Arzurah was very interesting. The Arzurah lived in the 1200s, and he lived in a couple different places. He lived in Vienna. He lived in France, Bohemia. He lived in a couple different places. Now, it's interesting to note this and keep this in mind when we read the Arzurah. But if you go on Wikipedia and it talks about the Arzurah's life, it says all these things that he did and he gave so much time and he writes at the bottom, but the Arzurah lived through a very difficult time in Jewish history. He lived through a lot of times where the Jews were being oppressed, according to Wikipedia. It says he lived in France at the time when they made a decree that Jews had to wear a yellow band on their arms and some other decrees. And this is, he writes all about the Arzurah, that the Arzurah lived through a very difficult time in Jewish life. Okay, keep that in mind. Says the Arzurah, number 6, Vahinna daleka sakana. Says the Arzurah, there's no sakana where I live. Wikipedia thinks it was very tough. The Arzurah says, I had no problem living. The Arzurah said, when I lived in the 1200s, wherever I lived, when I was in France and I was in Austria, wherever I lived, I had no problem. I didn't feel like I was being oppressed. So, Frank, I don't know, my time ain't on about leaking bachatzeris. Why are we not letting him in outside? And that's the whole piece. The Arzurah starts off with a kasha, ends off that, I don't know why we're not. So clearly the Arzurah felt he wasn't oppressed. He didn't feel like he was in a shasakan, even though, again, he lived through a time where the Jews had to wear bands and they had other gzeiros, there was other problems they had. He didn't feel that was enough to be a shasakan. Now, if he didn't feel he was living shasakan, I don't matter what you're going to throw at us today, we're definitely not living shasakan, right? So the Arzurah said, I don't know why we don't want it, and he just drops it. That's it. Kasha, no teretz. The Bala Itter, other many Rishonim asked this kasha. Bala Itter also asks us, why is it already in the times of the Rishonim, all of a sudden we just stopped lighting menorah outside? What happened? If there's no sakana, we should be lighting menorah inside. For example, another marmakam, number 7, the chemur was safer oil moid. Oil moid was a contemporary one of the Rishonim. He's quoted often in the Beis Yosef. He writes, "Sha'achshav nogu lanicha pesach b'fnim." Now we light the menorah inside. Avshei inisha sakana. The Rishonim weren't debating the facts. The Arzurah, the Bala Itter, the safer oil moid, they all agreed it's not a shasakana. So then the question is, 1 second, if it's not shasakana, what is the justification for lighting your menorah inside? You want to tell me a shasakana, we could debate it. But the Rishonim were all saying together, they didn't view it as a shasakana. So if it's not a shasakana, what was the heter to light the menorah inside? Now there's one last opinion in what shasakana is. If you look at number 8, it's quoted by Reb Nosson Gestetner in his Shas and Tshuvas Lahiras Nosson. He writes, in Megillas Tainis, Isa, Umitzvah lanicha pesach beisim brachot. Mitzvah lechatchil to light the menorah outside. The mahidar ba'aliyah. But if you live on the second floor, then manicha bechalon asmichlus rabim. The imisyarem and haleitzim. A new version. You're not worried about oppression. You're not worried about theft. You're not worried about eva. Leitzim, jokesters. They could be Jewish jokesters. They could be non-religious jokesters. You pick the jokesters. No shortage of those guys in the world. Says the Megillas Tainis. Leitzim, manicha pesach beisim with them. Put it inside. Then he says ubishas sakana. That means that's another level. Real sakana, then you bring it inside. So clearly, there are those who make the argument that maybe the reason why people brought the menorah inside wasn't because it was really shasakana. It's because they had the lights in, the jokesters, oh, what are you doing, you know, this, that, and the other. So the Gedolim at that time decided it just wasn't worth it, and they felt that they found this Megillas Tainis, and that was good enough. Megillas Tainis says, you bring the menorah inside, you bring the menorah inside. So it's nothing to do, it's not really shasakana. There's a new madrega, the shasakana, where you don't even have the menorah anywhere shown. And then there's a new madrega, leitzim, people making jokes, and therefore you can bring the menorah inside. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? From all the different opinions that we threw around of shasakana, what did the Yosef Cairo write? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch number 9, he writes very clearly. Good, repeating the words of the Gemara. Good. Let's get to the second to last line. Ubishas hasakana she'ena rashai lekayim mitzvah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what does it mean shasakana? We can't keep mitzvahs. She'ena rashai lekayim mitzvah. So the Taz points out, this is only according to one sheet that's Rishonim. Then you put the menorah inside. So again, so the Mechaber's version would be a little bit of a stretch today. Today you can tell me she'ena rashai lekayim mitzvah. We can't keep the mitzvah. Unless you say that he means you can't keep the mitzvah because they're going to knock your menorah over, they're going to steal your menorah. But the Taz assumes she'ena rashai means you can't. They don't allow you to keep mitzvahs. That would not be applicable today.
Was that
Tosfos Shita? That's Tosfos Shita, yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch's definition of sakana would probably not fit today. So we wouldn't be a shasakana. If we wouldn't be a shasakana, so then we really should be putting the menorah outside. Comes along the Ramah to the defense. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah writes this at least 4 places in Hilchos Chanukah. He writes the statement, "Umiu bizman hazeh shekulonu madlikim bifnim." Says the Ramah, today we all light menorah inside. All the Jews lived in Krakow in the late 1500s, all lit menorah inside. So already in the times of the Ramah in Krakow, late 1500s, all the Jews were lighting menorah inside. Therefore, says the Ramah, if you light the menorah inside, we don't really care about the outside, and that's why the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, you can light menorah tonight at 11 o'clock. Why are you allowed to light menorah tonight at 11 o'clock as long as someone's up in your house? Or maybe if it's only you in your house, that's a machlokes paiskim, because you have pesach menorah on the inside. What about the outside? We don't care about the outside, we light menorah inside. But listen to where the Ramah says to put the menorah. Says the Ramah, you know where you should put your menorah? Umikomak aminag lahadik betefach asamach lepesach kemay b'imehim. You should put your menorah right near your doorpost. Right in your front door, opposite your mezuzah, like the Gemara says to do. They aim the shanas, and you shouldn't change that. So according to the Ramah, they were not lighting menorah inside, and they weren't lighting it by the window. They were lighting it by the doorway when you come into the house. So if we are good Ashkenazic Jews, so we should all light our menorah by the door.
Wait, on the inside?
So he says b'fnim, right? He writes to do it on the ifnim. Right. I mean, no one sees it outside. No one is seeing your menorah. You lock, you close your front door, and the only people that see it is your kids. So why doesn't anyone light the menorah over there? The Ramah says you're supposed to do that. So the Achrenim will come to the defense and say, no, the Ramah wasn't saying that's what you have to do. The Ramah is saying that's what he did in Krakow. But, says the Mishnah Berurah number 10, no, we don't do that. Huh? Says the Mishnah Berurah number 11, but if you have to have a window that faces the Rishas Rabim, it's better to put it there. This is the Magen Avraham Shita. The Magen Avraham says, no, what are you talking about? Why, once you're lighting inside, you automatically have to give up on the outside? Light it inside and try to get both. So how do you get both? By lighting the menorah by the window, which became the very, very popular minhag in Klal Yisrael today, is that we brought the menorah inside. So now that it's in the house, you have two choices. I can either put it by the door and be next to the mezuzah, or put it by the window. Says the Ramah, leave it by the door. Says the Magen Avraham, no, put it by the window. And that became almost many, almost all people do that. There are still people today that actually light the menorah on the inside of the doorway. Now, the Deber Tzina Rav writes, you know, the best thing we really would be to do is if your front door is see-through, so keep your front door open, lock the screen door so the Gnomim can't get in. You put the menorah right outside, right in the inside of your house with the screen locked, and everyone could see. And this way you're getting all shitas. You're lighting it by the door, you're getting the mezuzah. You're lighting it so everyone could see from the outside, and you're no worse than putting it by your window. You're getting all shitas. And the Deber Tzina Rav writes, that would be the best option. Now the only problem is, if you have more than one menorah there, you're going to run out of space. That's why people don't, you have to figure out other places to put it, different windows, all these other things. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that instead of lighting it by the doorway, we light it by the window. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Truva, number 12, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that that's what he does. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein is not a raya, because Rav Moshe Feinstein lived in an apartment building. He didn't exactly have too many options. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that him and his father both lit the menorah not by the doorway, by the mezuzah. Instead, they light the menorah by a window. Now, again, for many people, lighting by the doorway might be a problem with little kids at home. I definitely don't suggest it. That's asking for a disaster to have menorahs all around the floor where the kids can easily get to it. But Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that what he does is that he puts the menorah, what he did, and what his father did was they did not light outside. They lit inside. Now again, keep in mind, Moshe Feinstein was a raya because he lived in an apartment building.
No, but he wasn't with him. His father.
His father was a raya.
His father.
That's why, right. His father was lighting clearly and lit. His father didn't make it across to America. But when Moshe lit here in America, it's not such a raya because he lived in an apartment building. But nonetheless, Moshe held that we use this Magen Avraham. And therefore, if you have a choice of where to light the menorah, by the door in the inside of the house or by the window, Moshe says you should light by the window. Okay, so now we're still left with the question, why is it, why has it become so popular that today in America, and even parts of Eretz Yisrael, they light the menorah inside? Today it's a bit of a sell to tell me that we're living in Shas HaKana, really of any of the Shitas Rishonim. Shem Yignivu, you still maybe tell me you have the chashash that maybe they'll steal your menorah. So my Rebbe, Reb Kalman Epstein, always jokes about this. He lights his menorah outside. One of the few people in the world today who lights his menorah outside. So someone asked him, "Hi, Rabbi Yerucham." He says, "Do you think any guy is stupid enough to think you're going to put your real menorah outside?" The guy know better. They know you're putting the cheap stuff out, so there's no chashash kaneim. That was his joking answer to this Rabbi Yerucham. But besides Rabbi Yerucham, and even Rabbi Yerucham, you know, again,
the fire on is about to steal it.
The what?
With the fire still on.
Right, and also again, assuming it goes for an hour and a half, so you can keep an eye on it for that much, and then you bring it inside. It's not like, it doesn't have to stay overnight. There's no dinner, you have to leave it outside. So after you watch, you light menorah at 5:15 at night, you keep an eye on it for a little bit. After an hour, it goes out, an hour and a half, you beat the menorah inside. It's not so, again, if you leave your bike out like that, you might not have it tomorrow, but, you know, it's hard to understand whether or not we really have chashash kaneiv. We're going to see later that the Shmuel Kamenetsky is a very strong believer that this reason is the reason, and he believes this reason is true today no matter where you live. Anywhere we live today, there's always a chashash kaneiva, and therefore, today we're always in a chashash kaneiva. You don't have to light your menorah outside. But I think it might depend on community by community, place by place. You know, it's a little bit of a sell in my opinion. But in any case, that's what many of the Mefarshim say. So one of the earliest to deal with this in the Achreinish world, besides for the Rishayim, which we saw, the Arzeruah and others, was the Munkacher Rebbe. The Munkacher Rebbe said he couldn't understand. Why is it that all of Klal Yisrael forgot the Gemara? The Gemara says that if it's a sakana, you light inside. If it's not a sakana, you light outside. So why didn't it become so popular not to light outside? Now on a side note, in the Chassidish communities, they do not light outside at all. None of the Chassidish Rebbes, it's dating back to the Baal Shem, they do not light menorah outside. So you're not going to find the Chassidish lighting outside, not here, not in Eretz Yisrael, definitely not in Williamsburg. They don't light outside. So they're inside no matter what. They're playing violin, whatever they're doing. Okay, fine. So the question is with the Litvishers, right? What do the Litvishers do? So now the Mukhi Arachayim was the Munkacher Rebbe. So the Munkacher Rebbe says, why don't we light menorah outside? So his first thing is he says, what are you asking me? The Ramah says we don't light. The Ramah says we lit inside. So he says, what do you mean me a rai from Krakow in the 1500s? Krakow in the 1500s could have been much more dangerous than, you know, Hungary of the 1800s. Kol Shekain, New York in 2015.
Cold there also.
Well, good. So the first svar that he suggests, and others say, they say, listen, it's very windy. You can't light the menorah outside. It's too windy. It's not going to last. So therefore, Zakt and Munke Arachayim, and we'll see the Aruch HaShulchan says this also, that the head to why we don't light menorah outside is because it's too windy. Similar to what we saw in the Mitzvah. That the head to is, since the menorah is going to blow out, it's too windy. Oh yeah, what happened? So in Bava there was no wind. So they blame this on the weather, like similar to what they do by Shmini Atzeres, but sitting in the sukkah. It's all weather based. In Bava they had perfect, everything was perfect in Bava. Everything was great. It was only in Europe where we had bad weather, right? So that's what they say. In Bava the weather was better, and things didn't blow, and here it did. It's very hard to believe. So the Munkacher Rebbe says 1 second. So put it in a box. That's a great. So he says, no, maybe you have a problem with a box. He says, first of all, none of the priests can say you have to buy a box. They also don't say you have to buy Ner and Shemin. The Teretz says that's what it means to put up a Ner Chanukah, so you got to do it. He says, secondly, he has another problem. He wants to tie it, maybe not Yoitza Pesha Menisa through a box. Maybe that's not called real Re'ia. And every once in a while, you'll see people, they take their glasses off when they're Mekadosh Lavona, they take their glasses off when they do certain things because they're Mesupik. If seeing through a glass is really considered a Maisa Re'ia. Such a clear like this. So therefore, says the Munkacher Rebbe, maybe that's why you don't want to put it in a box. Because if you put it in a box, so it's surrounded by the glass, so you're really seeing it through the glass. If you see it through the glass, it's not like you're really seeing it. So later, Achrenim clearly reject this Chakira from the Munkacher Rebbe, but that's his saving grace. That's what he says. He says about his grandfather, I think it was B'nai Yisachar, he used to have a special box for when Mashiach comes. That's when we're going to go back to lighting outside. But today we're lighting inside, the Chassidish is lighting inside. But when Mashiach comes, then we'll bring out the box and we'll light menorah outside. Now, it's way before his times. And if you look over here, number 14, Yakut Yosef quotes from the Sheil Siyavitz, from Yaakov Emden. This was about 200 years before the Munkacher Rebbe. He writes, Pashat. Shenochen lahadir lahadik neres chanakim b'chutz. Light your neres outside. V'yadlikim b'ashoshes. I put them in a box. Shemestomer kin also got me chazal. Says Yaakov Emden, what do you think they did in Bavel? What do you think they did in times of chazal? They also had a box. So you also go buy a box. I said, why didn't everyone do it? It's too expensive. They couldn't afford to buy a box. So therefore says, that's the only heter. Other than that, buy a box and put it in a box. So the Reb Shul Leib Diskin has a shtickle Torah where he thinks you're not yoytzeh if you light in the box. Because when you're lighting, let's say you have the box open. So when you light, you have the box open, and then you close it. So at the time when you're lighting, the ner is not ready to go. Because if you leave it the way it is, it's going to blow out. So it's like lighting a nair in a windy place where you're not yet. That's the shtickle Torah where Yeshua Leib Diskin takes issue with the boxes. Okay, most Acharonim don't accept his issue. They say, so put it in a box. So the Aruch HaShulchan number 15 also comes to the defense. And he comes with the two very interesting answers to why already in Europe in his time, the late 1800s, no one lit menorah outside. Listen to what he says. V'enei at the number 15, we don't light menorah outside. Again, he's agreeing. He's not saying like Shmuel Kamenetsky that today we live in Sakana. No Sakana in the Aruch HaShulchan's times. We come up kematu manim nois b'nei shebchol ha-medina shalonu where we live. Yimei Chanukah, him yimei sigur geshem v'shelig v'ruches chazakim. During Chanukah time, he says about Shmuel Kamenetsky also, it's rainy, it's snowy, it's windy. V'yev shel anicham b'chutz, and you can't put it outside him, loy lahaskim b'schuches, unless you put it in a box. V'kula hay lo yitrichu rabbonin. That much Chazal never mandated. They never required that we have to go buy a box and put it in a box. It's amazing. There's some other drabbanas that seem to be much more inconvenient than this. But says Aruch HaShulchan, that wasn't our job. It's not our responsibility. Again, if you learn like the Ritva, it's very good. The Ritva learns that tsar. So you don't have to like them when it's tsar. V'oy, the bezelo yehekel the mitzvah kol kach. He says that's not going to be a heker. It's going to look like a nightlight. If you put a menorah in a box, it's going to look like any other light on the block. Which again, today is not the case. And today, I think most of us would splurge for the box to put the menorah in. So, but both that tema of the Aruch HaShulchan is either because it's too expensive and Chazal weren't matriach you, or even if you put it in a box, you still won't be yaitzah because no one could tell that it's Ner Chanukah. So Pesach Frank writes in Mikrei Kodesh, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? Would it even be worth it to spend the money and put the box in? According to the first reason, yeah, you should. It's just that the Chazal didn't make you. According to the second reason, even if you put the box up, you're still not Yetzer, because no one could tell that it's a Ner Chanukah versus a streetlight, which today is definitely not the case. Today, you walk by anyone's house, and I've seen a couple of people that have the neighbors outside. You know clearly that this is not a nightlight, this is not anything else besides just some form of a Jewish ritual. So both Tainit of the Aruch HaShulchan seem to be difficult for us to understand today, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes, what did he do in his house? He lit Menorah by the window. That's what he did. So again, we have Rav Moshe, the Aruch HaShulchan, Mishnah Berurah, all suggesting that today we light the Menorah by the window, and that's the kiyum of our Pesumenis. Now again, we're still a little bit left with some, we need a little bit more answers to why exactly has it become so widespread in almost all of Chutz La'aretz communities today that we still light the menorah outside. So there's a couple of, I guess we can call them creative answers. If you look at the top marmokam on the next page, it's from Lahiris Nasim of Nasim Gestetner. Nasim Gestetner was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Panim Meiros in Bnei Brak. He was just nifter a few years ago. He wrote a lot of Shas and Chuvas, a big bunch of Chalakim in Lahiris Nasim. And he says like this. He says a very big chiddush, which has a very, very big impact on halacha l'maisa. He says, who are we being mefarsim the nes to? Who's supposed to see the nes? Is it Jews or goyim? So Nasim Gestetner holds that the pirsum nes is for Jews. When Chazal told us to light the menorah outside, because they wanted Jews who walk outside to see the menorah. Goyim, we don't care about the goyim. Who cares about them? They see the menorah, they don't see the menorah, we're not worried about goyim. So therefore says, Nasim Gestetner, when are you supposed to light the menorah outside? Where the walker buyers are Jews, and you'll be mefarsim the nes. If you live Chutz La'aretz, where most of their neighbors, again, depends where you live, many communities today, the majority of the people walking the streets are Jewish people, right? Williamsburg and Borough Park and parts, five towns maybe, in Farakway, I don't know, whatever you want to do, to wherever you want to say it, Lav Davka, the majority of the people walking down the street are Goyim. They might not be from, but they're probably Jewish. For sure on Long Island, it's a good majority of the person walking down the street is Jewish. Might not be religious. So it says, if nothing gets standing there, there's no Indian to light outside anymore. Because who are you being referring to? To the guy? The guy don't need persimmonies. It's a pellet. Now, if you accept his notion, it's very negiah halacha l'maisa. What happens if you find yourself stuck in the middle of Kentucky somewhere for Hanukkah? You, yourself, in a hotel room. Okay, hotel room is a bad example because they won't let you light near Hanukkah. You're in the middle of that. You rented a house in the middle of Kentucky, in the middle of nowhere. Should you bother lighting near his Hanukkah? According to Nasim Gestetner, who are you lighting the nes for? For you. There's no person in Israel. There's not one Jew that's going to walk down the street. Should you even bother lighting Neres Chanukah? Big machlokes achrayim. Reb Moshe brings a raya with a whole deer. Reb Moshe holds that person in Israel is for you. You yourself. You. So Reb Moshe writes in a tshuva, if you come home late at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, and your whole family is sleeping, there's a whole shayla in contemporary paiskim. If a kid comes home late, should he wake up his parents so they can watch the Neres Chanukah? A whole shayla. So I used to tell the kids in school, you better know your parents first. Make sure they want to be woken up first. You know, my Rebbe said, I got to wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's not a good idea. Know your parents first. If they want to be woken up, maybe. If they don't want to be woken up, don't wake them up. But Reb Moshe held, based on Chemed Moshe, that the Pesumenis is for you yourself. Others disagree. They say Pesumenis is for the Jews. So if you know there's going to be no Jews, you can't light Neres Chanukah. So this is coming, the same idea from this Reb Nosson Gestetner. He assumed that the reason why we switched over, because when we moved to Chutz La'aretz, for some reason then there's no more Jews walking the streets, it's only Goyim walking the streets, and therefore why are you bothering to be Mefaris in the Nes? Again, a very difficult sale today, because it's not true. Today most of our communities, people walking down the street are Jewish. Maybe, at least right, many of the communities where we live today.
Is he only talking about
Chutz La'aretz? No, he's really talking about anyone. He's just saying. Yeah, for sure. For sure. In Eretz Yisrael, this is definitely not going to work. Then we'll try Reb Shmuel Vosner's head. Reb Shmuel Vosner says, you're right. We really should be lighting Neres Chanukah outside. Why? Because we want to get the Pesumenis of the outsiders. Says Reb Shmuel Vosner, don't be so worried. We get it in another form. When we light Neres Chanukah in Shul. When we light Neres Chanukah in Shul, then we're being Mefaris and the Nes for the outside. And when you light Neres Chanukah inside, you're being mefarsim to the people inside. So you get all shittas. What are you so worried about? On Sunday, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to talk more about this in Lomdus, in the Gemara Shah this week, about this idea of the Neres Chanukah that we light in Shul. But what Shmuel Vosner seems to believe is that we can get both. We light the Neres Chanukah inside for our family. We light the menorah in Shul for the outside. We're perfect. So keep the menorah inside. He writes at the end of the Tshuva, number 19, he says, Kalin is da'idi akoponim derech limutz chos. He's saying, this is just to answer the kasha, why we don't light outside. Not necessarily that I really believe that this is the cheshbon. Okay. So those are some of the other more, I guess we call them creative reasons. If you look at number 20, he quotes over here, the Sefer Kevet Halachas, he quotes from Shmuel Kamenetsky. Shmuel Kamenetsky writes like this, U'b'chutz la'aretz shedarim bein ha'goyim. He definitely knows the situation of American Jewry in 2015. Says Shmuel Kamenetsky, in chutz la'aretz shedarim bein ha'goyim, we live amongst goyim, no'yagim the minhag is shloi l'hadlik neiris chutz la'bayis. The minhag is not to light menorah outside. Elam adlikim b'fnim ha'bayis b'chalon ha'samach l'shas rabim. We light by the window. You should follow this. Even if you live in a community that's majority Jewish, the Englishanis, don't change it. Now, his Talmud, who's a Rav and Flappish, who wrote the Sefer, kept on nudging him about this. He kept on nudging him, Shulchan Aruch, like, come on, really, why? Today, we live so many Jews, what are you worried about? So he told him back this, Amar Mariv Rebbe Shlita, Sha'adavar Pashat, the Imyadik Bechutz Tamid, if we were all constantly light outside, Ikach Shash Hashem Yignivu, there'd be a chash that the Goyim would steal our Menorahs, or Yichvuhu Goyim, they'll blow it out. Which is what happened in the Upper East Side. They blew out, they knocked down the menorah twice. So there are those who say, oh, it's a riot, that you have to go back to the way things were in the times of the Gemara. I'm not so sure. Okay, he writes, it's mevor and paiskim, mainly Rabbeinu Yerucham, that alone is a good enough of a reason. And anyone who thinks you have to light menorah outside, is not really in touch with the Jewish status in Chutz Laretz. Since the fact that the minhag was to light inside it, it doesn't change. Because we're still in Galus. So Shul Kamenetsky didn't want to hear any of it. He kept on pushing him, he kept on nudging him, he would not change it. We're in Galus, they can steal a menorah, they can break a menorah, Shasa Sakana, nothing to talk about. Which again is fine, but means you're going like one sheet of Rishonim, which is the Daki Moshe, is Choshev, that holds, that's the Chash over here. Now, what happens if you live in a community where you're not worried about it? So we're going to see at the end that maybe that might be better. It might be better to light outside with a cheap menorah than to light outside with a fancy menorah.
Your case was that one of those big.
Right, those were a big deal, right?
No, but those were not personal menorahs.
No. That was a public lighting.
That's
also knocking down because they're doing that to make a statement. When they knock down your private menorah, no one sees. It's not the news doesn't come down to take pictures. No one cares. That's one heter from Rishul Kamenetsky. Okay, so again, so all those of us who light menorah inside, we have Hurubi Samichan. Look at number 21, B'Shem Rebel Yashiv. So in the Sefer Shlosisach, he quotes from Rebel Yashiv. V'shamati ma'agun Rebel Yashiv shlita b'yozer, Rebel Yashiv explained. To omnom, ha'inna lekech shash takon ha'kokak shemach masayi ha'yu chazal mayim lahadik b'fnim. Says Rebel Yashiv, if Chazal lived today in America and they came down and they viewed the situation, they would never say, today is a shash takon. No way. They would never sign off that today is a shash takon. But says Rabbi Yashiv, there is a little bit of a chance still that the guy may give us problems. So Rabbi Yashiv makes it serif over here. He says there's a little chance of sakana, and the minhag was always to lie inside. So together we keep that and we light inside. That's what Rabbi Yashiv's understanding. But he writes at the end. Shemati magun Rabbi Yashiv b'shlita, the omlam b'chutz laretz gam b'makim she'en chashash takana, even in chutz laretz where it's not dangerous, ein chiv l'hadlik, you're not obligated, mikol makom mitzvah yesh b'zeh, there still would be a mitzvah to light menorah outside, there'd be a mile of lighting outside. You might not be obligated, but there would still be a mile of lighting outside. If you look at number 22, this is from a Sefer Sukkos Chaim, he quotes from Reb Shlomo Miller. Reb Shlomo Miller is a Rosh Kohel in Toronto, a very, very big Pesach. Reb Shlomo Miller comes up with another reason why we don't light Neres Chanukah outside. He writes, the b'chutz laretz lo yinogu l'hadlik al pesach al chatz b'chutz. Ubir explains, Shemin Hastam Elon Rishus Mehmam Shalalas is claimed by Lishmir Maspek as Apichukayim. The government doesn't allow us. The government will not allow us to put these menorahs in boxes outside without proper watching. Ubifratim Kulmi at Liku Bechutz, if we all did this, Betach Ololikrois, Ezis Reifachas Vashom. It could be a fire hazard. Ulchein Ein Lahachmer Bezeh. I don't understand. If I had to guess where it would be a bigger fire hazard, I'd say it's a bigger fire hazard inside the house than outside the house. Now, the fact that the government doesn't allow us, as far as I know, it's not illegal. So until it becomes illegal, and I would imagine if the government cracked down, there would be a lot of backlash from the Jewish organizations. The problem is a lot of the Jewish organizations would say, no, don't make a big deal about it because you're really supposed to light inside. That's where things would get a little difficult in our circles. But I don't know if he's right. I just don't know if that's the metzius. Is that true? Is there a law that you can't put a menorah in a box outside? If the police drove down your block, if they saw every house on the block doing it, then I think they'd be much more nervous. They'd say, well, what's going on over there? The whole house, this has got to be a fire hazard code. They'd make up some code and call it a fire hazard. So therefore, says Shlomo Miller, that's why the minhag is not to light outside. Okay? So over here, number 23, so this Talmud pushed to Shmuel Kamenetsky one more time. He said, V'hinei bizmanenu rabim shoylem, many people ask, Mahadim ba'ayor shem roiv Yisrael? What about those places where it's predominantly Jewish? Kigayin ir Lakewood, or befrat be-developments, k'may Westgate, it gets really specific over here. The developments over there that we have in Lakewood, they're not even near. Yes, they can drive in the car and come, but they're not walking around it, they're going anywhere. So he asked him again, and there's no chashk seila, and he answered him. Shaladaitai baru, it's clear, says Rishul Kamnetsky. Shagambi mekayim asalalu, also in those places, vada yesh lahadik b'fadim, you have to light inside. Shmuel Kamnetsky was not budging on this. He is so strong. He believes that the minhag was to light inside. We light inside. I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me where you live. You hire a security guard. You hire. He doesn't want to hear it. Today we light inside. End of story. So someone asked him Shlomo Zalman about this. He asked him Shlomo Zalman number 24 in the Sefer Madani Shlomo. They asked him Shlomo Zalman, why is it today that in chutzas they don't light inside? So Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't understand the reason. He thinks it's very shver. He says that today there's really no hetter for it. And then he concludes that he says, "Ulechein b'shkunais v'rochaves b'chutzlaretz shakulam Yehudim." Those communities that are predominantly Jewish, oisam elu amadlikim within those people who light inside lechayre ena mekayim nes mitzvah kefish etekdo chazal. They're not mekayim the mitzvah like Chazal said. Now I would be medayik if you can be medayik in the words of Shlomo Zalman as that type of sefer that he didn't mean you're not yoytz the mitzvah. He meant you're not yoytz the mitzvah fully. But of course, if you light menorah inside, you're yoytz the mitzvah. He writes in the bottom, he nev kiven shemina kol gedoyli oylam bechutz laretz me oylam hoyladik b'fnim. Shlomo Zalman said there were so many choshev people in America who lit menorah inside. Va'af ba'aretz sabris even. Even when it wasn't dangerous. Who are they? Baron Cutler, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zelig Epstein, a lot of very choshev Rosh Hashivas who knew everything we mentioned here tonight, who knew all this, and still light the menorah inside. So don't say that you're not Yaitzeh if you light the menorah outside. So therefore, he wasn't convinced. There was an article printed in the Yated a few years ago, I photocopied it, where they have Psakim, oral Psakim from various Gedolim in Eretz Israel, all saying that if in America today you light your menorah outside, inside you're not Yaitzeh. Which seems to be very hard to believe. And then the other side of the article, it's an advertisement for buying a menorah box. Very convenient, right? Very convenient, right? I think it was done on purpose, right? It's a very difficult sell to say you're not yotze mitzvah if you light menorah inside today. Now, many achronim would say that you get a hidden mitzvah, an extra mitzvah, if you light your menorah inside. Outside. One of the heterim that they throw around to why we light menorah inside today is based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, why do we blow shofar by musaf? We should really blow shofar by shachris. There's a reason makdim lemitzvah. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, lamed beis, because there was a gzeira at that time where the Jews were not allowed to blow shofar. They were waiting to hear the shofar, they would attack us. So we pushed it off. Says Taisus over there in Rosh Hashanah. So what about now? In the times of Taisus, it wasn't such a gzeira. So Taisus says, know what? Once the gzeira is this, the gzeira stays. So they say same thing here also. Once there was a time where we were not allowed to light menorah outside, so it stays that way. Now the only problem I have with that pshat is, was there ever such a time like that in Chutz Laretz? Was there ever a time in New York City or New York State that Jews were not allowed to light menorah, or just the Jews felt that they were not allowed to light menorah? When the Jews came here from Europe, my gut feeling is... Was there ever... Right, but I don't think so. Someone asked Rosh Hashanah that. Someone said to Rosh Hashanah, maybe the reason why we don't light menorah outside is because there was once a city somewhere. So Rosh Hashanah said, why should it go like that? It should go every city by that city, not because... Right, I would not light menorah outside in parts of Paris, right? I think we can all agree. I wouldn't light menorah, nor would I light menorah outside in Iran, right? But in America, you're going to tell me I can't light menorah outside because in Paris, France is dangerous? Rosh Hashanah says, why should you connect it to? So I wonder, was there ever a takana made in New York, in these communities, in any time, not to light? I don't think there was ever such a takana. I think the Jews who came from Europe felt very self-conscious about lighting menorah outside, and they all felt, right? They all felt in that it's, so how could you tell me that there was a takana? There was never such a takana. It was, everyone felt like that. So to tell me that that's the pshat why we don't light menorah outside is based on that, it's very hard to understand. Now just to flip it the other way, there's a tshuva from the Shas, tshuva is Dvar Yeshua. He was the Av Bezdin in Tel Aviv. He writes an unbelievable chiddush. He writes that Bizman Hazeh, if you light menorah outside, you're now yoytzeh the mitzvah. He goes exactly the opposite. He says that since it's such a given today that we switched over to lighting inside, if you light outside, even in Eretz Yisrael, he holds you're not yoytzeh. Rabbi Eliashib disagrees adamantly with him in the tshuva, but that's what he writes. So you might have both extremes. Those who hold, if you light inside, you can't win, or those who light, you light outside, you can't win. So, anywhere you light, you'll have someone that holds, you can light in that place.